testing.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Can you hear me? No reply. Get me off mute.
There you go, Ray.
Now can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now, Ray.
Awesome. Hey, finally. Let's see who is, if we've got our quorum present. I can see Joel, I can see Brent, I can see Kenny.
Nelson.
Nelson's there, Wendy. It looks like we've got a quorum. Looks like all of the board is present. And we have, Kelly Peterson with us. And we have Jens with us. I'm just looking at the list to see who's on the phone with us. It looks like we've got Ron Crump with us, and they've got one phone number that...
That's Dan's phone number.
That's Dan, can you hear me? Okay, so we've got Dan that's called in as well. So we've got a quorum. So let's go ahead and begin. I think that it was okay with Mark. I'm going to ask Mark to give us an opening prayer.
Yep, that'll be just fine. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this opportunity to meet here today and to discuss the needs of the district. We thank thee for the technology that's available to allow us to have these meetings during this time, and we ask you to please bless this world as is fighting this pandemic, that this pandemic can quickly be resolved so that people can go back to their normal lives and the economies can be strengthened again. As the board meets today, please bless them that they can counsel in wisdom, that they can properly manage the affairs of the district. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right, I came into the office to do this. I just felt like it would make some sense. I've got to sign checks anyway, so... Before we begin, go to a public forum and on down the agenda. Just a second.
Looks like.
So did it bump us off again?
We can still see you, Ray.
Can you still hear us, Jennifer?
Okay. Well, I think technical difficulties are more prevalent here in the office than they are back on your own devices. Since you can hear me, what I wanted to do is I just wanted to recognize the untimely passing of our board member, Paul Meredith. He passed away on April the 4th. I believe he was 78 years old, and for 10 years he was on our board. And I'm going to miss Paul. I thought he was a strong contributor to our board, and we'll go through the process of appointing a replacement for Paul as the office staff gets the word out into Paul's district and receive applications for those who would desire to be appointed to fill the remainder of Paul's term. I think all of us, at least the board members and staff, have at least one and maybe several snowmen that Paul would spin on his wood lathe and give us a present of those at the Christmas party. And I think all of those snowmen that I've collected over the years, they will always remind me of Paul. And so I think I've asked the staff to prepare some kind of a special memento, a token of some kind to present to Paul's widow at a timely opportunity. It's really hard to do everything by internet and Zoom. I'll be glad, as Mark mentioned in his prayer, to have things come back to normal somewhat. I think that it is starting to come back to more normal, but still it's not, you know. And hopefully there will be a day that we can sit around the table here and meet. So with that said, does anyone else have a thought that they would like to share in regards to Paul? Because I want the record to show that a tribute was paid to Paul at this board meeting. Thanks, Joel. All right, let's move on to the agenda. First item on the agenda is a public forum. Does anyone from the public have a item that they'd like to bring up? Okay, hearing none. Kelly, were you saying something? Okay, thank you, Kelly. Ron, I have a question for you, if you could hear me. At our board meeting we held in March, you said you were going to be retiring, that would be your last meeting you'd be attending. Did you change your mind?
I retire, my last day is on the 28th.
The 28th of May?
May.
Awesome. Well, Ron, congratulations on that, and I know you'll enjoy it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay.
No issues.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Next item on the agenda are the March 10th minutes of our meeting. All of you should have received via email a copy of those March minutes. Do any of you have any corrections or additions to the minutes? Then
I got them, but I haven't had time to read them yet. I was just pulling them up again. So, but if other people have read them, I'm comfortable with that. I just haven't had a chance to read them.
Well, I know I read them. I was comfortable with them.
I don't have any problems.
So could I get a motion to approve the March 10th minutes?
This is Brand. I'll make a motion to approve the March 10th minutes.
Okay, we've got a motion by Brand. A second?
I second.
Second by Joel. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Okay, the motion passes. The next item has to do with our financial reports, disbursements and expenses and et cetera. And so Brent, I think you are prepared. You had a finance committee meeting, and I believe that you're prepared to discuss these items. Do you have a copy of your agenda in front of you?
I do.
Okay, so go ahead and start with item number A under finance committee, the approval of the March disbursements and expenses. So just start with that one.
Okay. On a Zoom meeting, and the disbursements and expenses, credit cards, everything. We had a few questions, but there weren't anything that we were concerned with. We had talked about any of the expenditures. So does anybody have anything that they've seen that they would like further information on, or to be know more about it or something?
Brent, one of the things that I noticed, and I know Mark explained the reason, but on all of our credit cards, there was a late fee assessed because Mark had missed the payment by one day. And so Mark was going to check with the bank and see if they could reverse that. I don't know if Mark's had a chance to do that or not.
No, not yet.
I thought that was kind of an unnecessary thing that each bank would have charged even more than what the bill was for the credit card for a late fee.
Yeah, that's frustrating. I don't know if I've had time to do that. It's not been that long, pretty busy. But I'm sure he'll do that, check on that, make sure that we do a lot of business with the bank, and I think to do a petty little charge like that, anybody else have anything?
Well, if not, then could we get a motion to approve the March 2020 disbursements and expenses?
I'll make the motion that we approve the March 2020 disbursements and expenses.
Okay, motion by Brent. Can we get a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Nelson. Thank you, Nelson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? If not, that motion is approved. Brent, continue on with the March financial report.
Okay. We went over the financial report, but Mark, is there anything you'd like to explain on that, or
No, I thought we had good discussions when we reviewed them in their committees, and I don't have anything else to add. If nobody else has any other questions, I don't have anything to add either.
I think they were sent out to everyone. Hopefully, we're able to. It might be a thing we need to do to have
a budget amendment, Brent?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a good chance we'll have to do a budget amendment. As I've been looking at the figures, we're probably going to have to amend the budget for a little bit. The plan is we would probably do the budget amendment the same time we meet to pass the 2021 budget. So in June, we'll arrange the date for those two meetings to happen on the same day. Most likely it'll be towards the end of June, probably the third week of June.
Sounds good. Any other questions? Okay. Ray's ready for a motion. Anybody want to make the motion? If not, I will.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll make a motion to appoint financial reports.
Okay, we've got a motion. Second by Joel. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, continuing on, Brent, roll disbursements and expenses.
Okay, same thing on April. We've talked about, is the reason we have the 2 months here because we canceled our meeting last month, right?
Yes.
Okay. Should have been ratified.
Well, we just don't approve because they were never approved.
Employees at SESD and what they've done to keep things on the move, keep things right. So, any questions on the April 2020 disbursements?
Okay, hearing none, we need a motion to approve those. Okay, thank you, Joel. We need a second, or a call for a second.
Second.
Second by Brent. Any, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Okay, on the continuing on, Brent, with the financial report for April.
Okay, now the financial report for April, they've been sent out to everyone. I hope you've taken time to peruse those, look it over and see if there's any questions. If there are any questions, we would entertain those now. If not, then I'll make a motion that we accept the reports for April of 2020.
Okay, we've got a motion by Brent.
I'll second that.
Second by Nelson. Thank you, Nelson. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that motion passes. Okay, we're through then with the financial reports and disbursements, et cetera. Next item on the agenda, Brent, is the motion to approve a CFC. And remind me, Mark, what CFC stands for.
So CFC, the Finance Corporation, they're aligned with the NRECA, with the co-ops. We've been working closely with the cooperatives in the nation over the last 2 years, and they're kind of the financial arm of the co-ops in the nation.
So Finance Committee considered that, and so Brent, do you want to continue?
We did consider that, and we looked at it. I couldn't print it off here, but I did look at it. It's not that long of a document to read, to look through. Looks like we'd like to request, now Mark, if I'm right, if I'm wrong,
No,
it's actually, it's $140,000. So basically it's a grant. Yeah, they can, yeah, we're requesting a grant for $140,000.
But what was the $900,000?
So those are some expenses that we're looking at for the next couple. This is to cover some of those expenses for some of our operations over the next 2 to 3 years. Well, and also too, this particular grant, we don't have to pay back at all. That's the beauty of it. It's a grant, so we don't have to pay back at all. We found out about it last week. It can be used to cover certain operations expenses, and so we're applying for it. And if we get the grant, then it'll give us $140,000 a year for up to possibly 3 more years. So we thought, hey, if there's money available, let's go for it. Oh, that's all right.
So, I do have a question.
Does everybody understand what he's talking about now? It's a grant that we could apply for and hopefully get, and it'd be great to get.
Yeah, I think it would be really good. And I've got a question. I'd ask Mark, once we apply for that, do you know how long it would take to hear back?
I don't know yet.
Mark doesn't know the answer to that. So I think it's a good thing, Brent.
Yeah, we like to. But for things like that, that's good money for us.
So we'll need a motion for me to sign that grant resolution.
I move that we approve this resolution and sign it and get it.
Okay, thank you, Wendy. We've got a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Nelson. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that motion passes. Okay, the last item under the Finance Committee is an impact fee that Elk Ridge is facing in regards to a well that they need power for. And the I know the Finance Committee discussed it. I believe also it was discussed at the Resource Committee. But since it's under the Finance Committee, Brent, are you prepared to lead the discussion on that?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I might need a little help from Mark with it. But with the well that Elk Ridge City wants to, is planning on drilling, Mark and Nelson can help with this too.
It's actually not for a well, it's for a booster pump to move water from one tank to the other so that if we have another well go down, we have the ability to continue to provide water to the entire city and not have to shut everybody off.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for correcting me on that, Nelson. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Very good. And so, I guess, Elk Ridge City has, it's $80,000 impact fee, and they got a question whether we would waiver the fee or whether how we feel about that. Is that right?
More or less, what we're looking for, we're not asking for a complete forgiveness because we know that there are hard costs associated with connecting it. Now, they did service and the other pieces of infrastructure that have to be put in. But that's what we're looking for, is just the difference between the impact fee and the actual hard costs associated with that upgrade or that service. Because we have to have more power to the booster pump than what we currently have. We have a small pump that pumps from a well or a water tank. We're going to take that one offline and use that.
Okay. Was there a grant for this, or how did the city, how did they fund this?
Kenny, can you hear us okay?
Sounded like he could hear Mark okay, but he just couldn't hear Brent. We need, in the background of or someone else with the coronavirus updates, there's always a guy in the background doing sign language. We need, all of us need to learn sign language, and all of us need to learn how to sign.
I only got one sign.
Yeah, I know. I know the sign you probably know. It's okay. Universal.
Okay, so...
Okay, so what I understand of that impact fee, that there was some credit given to Elk Ridge for an existing service that they had. And so I think that's what probably brought it down from a higher number down to the $80,000. And so I heard Brent asked if there was a grant associated with it. I wondered the same question, if because of the fire and so forth, if you had received a grant from the federal government to put that pump in there.
Oh, no, we have not received any federal government in regards to this. We're pretty high and dry at the moment. I mean, even the state didn't give us. So, just be as careful as we can with all of our finances, and that's why we've asked for this. And the SCSD has worked with us in the past, both with a well we brought online as well as a water tank that was put in about 12 years ago. Ray, I believe you were the only one that was on the board at the time that was done. I think everybody else has moved on to other things at this point.
Yeah, I can remember that. Exactly. You're right on target there, Nelson. You got to ask to get.
Yeah, you can't receive it if you don't ask. So that's why I'm asking.
Well, we
love your city. They're great. My only question is if my customers help subsidize that, what needs to be done? And I think we should not make money off the deal per se, but really. Similar things here and there that we provide. So I think we should consider that too.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say the same thing, that others in the district would be helping to subsidize that, the cost of that impact fee. But I also, that Brent kind of nailed the nailed it when he said that we don't want to make money on it, but I think we need to maybe take a really close look at are there ways that we could get that amount down a little bit more. Nelson, how soon do you need to know that yes or no answer you're looking for?
Honestly, at the end of the day, I would be okay with SCSD taking the time they need to get a good hard look at it. I mean, I look at it from maybe a slightly different impact. I mean, we've been tied up in this lawsuit with these cities for a couple of years, and frankly, the lawsuit has little or nothing to do with my city and my current residents, and yet we're funding that lawsuit because we're fighting to protect Brent's territory, Kenny's territory, Joel's territory, your area, that's all out in the county, whereas myself and the city of Woodland Hills, the lawsuit, other than the fact that there's territory that's in jeopardy, may be less of an impact for us in the long run. I mean, I do represent almost a third of the customers city, so I would implore that be taken into account as this is being reviewed. So,
yeah, I hear what you're saying, Nelson, and I've got some ideas, and maybe I'd like to share them with you. and the staff. That's why I was wondering if this is an item that you need a yes or no on right away, or could we at least have this discussion today and then take a formal action on it at our next board meeting. But in the meantime, maybe look at some ways to lessen the impact on the city, but at the same time, take into Brent's consideration that the entire district would be affected by that. So let's take a little bit more of a creative approach on this. I think we can come up with some ways to lessen that impact, and I'm not sure exactly what that is, but I'd like to at least further the discussion with you.
Okay, sounds fair. Thank you for, as you know, on behalf of Belcourt City, I'd like to thank the board who has taken the time to review the matter and to discuss it, and that you're willing to at least give us some additional review. I appreciate that.
All right, we won't take action on that today, but thanks for the discussion. Anybody else have any further add on the
No, I just like to say we're all in this together, and we got a business to run, and we all got to look out for the interests of SESD, and we need to make sure that the bottom line works out and everybody's happy.
Okay, thank you. Holding that thing in front of me all the time.
Sorry, it's for Kenny. He's having some technical difficulties on his own, so this is how we're keeping him looped in.
Okay, I get it. Thanks, Mark. He keeps holding his cell phone in front of my mouth, and I couldn't figure out why he was doing that. I just want to swat it away.
Sorry.
All right, let's.
What we need to do there is, do we table that or what?
Yeah, we'll just table that for now, Grant. And if during the next week or a few days or even after that, any of you come up with any items that you think is relevant to this impact fee you'd like to discuss, either give the staff here, Mark, a call, or myself. I would be happy to hear from any of you on your thoughts after you've given further consideration on this impact fee. So we'll table it for now, Brent.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move now to Joel with the Resource Committee. And the first item on the agenda under the Resource Committee is a pole attachment agreement. Are you prepared, Joel, to discuss that?
Well, yeah, I think everybody,
no, unless there are any questions, I don't have anything to add to it either, so.
They look pretty straightforward. You know, like I said, it's, there's no questions. I make a motion to approve the full staff.
Okay. So we've got a motion by Joel, a second by Wendy. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion is approved. The Elk Ridge property lease
going, Mark. What's that going to do?
Okay, so on the south side of Elk Ridge, as you know, we're putting in a SCADA system in Elk Ridge. We have hard wiring to kind of the northern part of Elk Ridge, but we don't have hard wiring into the southern part of the city. So in order to reach those people in the southern part of the city, we've set a pole on the south end, kind of on the hillside there. Elk Ridge is letting us use some property that they own. So it's basically kind of a lease agreement with them. They'll be paying us just a little bit of money each year, or we'll be paying them a little bit of money each year to lease that property from them so we can put a pole there and have access, SCADA access to the south end of Elk Ridge.
So Nelson, that's in your city, and I know that your city has already considered it and has signed the resolution. Do you have any further?
Spinning our tires on this long enough. Let's make things happen.
Okay. Thank you, Nelson. Okay, we got a motion by Joel. Can we get a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, a second by Kenny. Thank you, Kenny. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed to that? Okay, hearing none, that motion is passed. All right, the next item, thank you, Joel, for the report from the Resource Committee. Anything else from the Resource Committee you want to bring up?
No.
Okay, thank you, Joel. The next item on the agenda is a UAMPS report. I don't have a whole lot to say, but if you recall, about the first of the year, there was an extension, there was a request for a modification to the budget for UAMPS to go from $6 million to $9 million to further the progress of the CFPP project. That there was it's kind of an artificial deadline, but it was a signed agreement, but there was going to be a resolution outcome by the 30th of March. UAMPS has extended that, and now it goes out to the end of June. And so, just so you know that March has come and gone, and if you're wondering what happened with that, the UAMPS board has met and they extended that agreement to the end of June. So more will be coming from that. Also, I think UAMPS has really tried hard to reach out to all of their members with this coronavirus and things that are going on with ways to make sure that we're communicating things with our customers. And I know particularly there's been a lot of negative publicity on the CFPP project from some of the environmental groups like Uranium Watch, Heal Utah. They've been pretty outspoken about nuclear power. And I don't know if any of you have been personally approached. I haven't myself, but you may hear things, you may read things that makes it really sound like this nuclear project that UAMPS is involved with it's almost doomsday. It's almost like the end of the world's coming if we get this thing passed. I think they're misinformed, and I think UAMPS is making a greater attempt to make sure the record is known, that they're not hiding anything from the public, which is what I think some of these environmental groups are claiming, that we're not hearing the full story. And so I think there's going to be a greater attempt, and I'm not sure if SESD has yet sent out anything on CFPP. If not, I would hope that we could get something out to our customers about that project. I haven't seen anything yet, but I think that I would encourage our staff to, and Avalanche. We're still contracted with Avalanche to be involved with some of our media campaign. And I think it would be well for them to get something out to our customers. So that's really all I have as far as a UAMPS report. They're doing the same thing. They're having their meetings by Zoom. And they have their share of technical difficulties too. It's just not quite the same as sitting around the table. And but it is what it is, and I think Mark and our staff are to be complimented on making this accessible to the point that we can at least do it this way. It's better than just being on the phone. Okay, Brent, let's go to the SUVPS report.
Okay, in March, they canceled the meeting. In April, they had a Zoom meeting. And there wasn't any groundbreaking there that I know of. Does he have anything the technical committee brought up?
Yeah, I'm here. It's kind of a quick report from the SUVPS technical committee and the board committee have approved our kilowatt hour usage charge for our next budget year, which will go from like 0.02 cents per kilowatt to 0.01 cents per kilowatt. This just to help with all the budget shortcomings that the other members, some of the cities may also see. This possibly save SESD about $70,000 next year on that budget. And that was approved by the board in the meeting. I don't even remember what day it was. End of April, I guess, so the April board meeting. Yeah, that's about all I've got to add for, I guess, the last month.
So, Brooke, I've got a question. So if we're saving $70,000 and the other cities are saving a comparable, whatever their savings would be, does that leave SUVPS in a severe shortfall? And how are they going to make that up? So after this is over, is that then going to go back to a higher number? And so we're just kind of right now we're going to be saving a dollar, but we're going to be paying $2 down the road.
Yeah, I don't know. This cause a shortcoming in the SUVPS budget? The answer is no. SUVPS, we've got about $5 million in capital expenditures that we can use. So this, instead of bringing in another five next year, it may come down to 2.5. So, and this is while we're doing the system study with SUVPS. The projects just aren't defined right now. So everybody just felt, why get up to $10 million in the bank? We feel like we'd be okay just getting around $7-something million until the projects are defined. And then we will assess next year for the budget whether we want to take that back up to the 0.02 charge or how we want to address it at a later time.
Thank you, Brooke. That's a great help to me to do that. They're still planning on meeting.
I've got one more. Is the SUBPS budget the same as our budget? And so when you say that'll take place next year, are you talking the 1st of July or are you talking about January of 21?
VPS's budget runs on the same time frame as ours here at SESD, and yes, so SUVPS's budget will start in July for the 21 budget. So he'll be having Blake with SUVPS will do his budget hearing, I believe, next month. The board and everything will go through that, and so we should be able to get his budget approved in the June meeting for 20.
Thank you.
I don't know this too. We had a pretty big outage on April 29th. We had some issues over in the Nebo power plant substation. It actually lost a big lightning arrestor that's 138 kV. They're kind of a hard piece of equipment just to have on hand. Payson was able to locate one and get it replaced. So we got the 138 line back up and going. In the meantime, we are going to go ahead and order some more replacements for that in case that happens again. Just kind of a fluke deal. It took about half a Spanish Fork out of power. And along with Salem's Arrowhead substation and our Arrowhead substation. So quite a few customers affected. We were able to go in and do switching around on the get everybody back on within an hour. But it's kind of, and hopefully we don't see that again.
All right, thanks, Brent and Brooke, for that report. The next item on the agenda is a power system report. I guess we're back to Brooke if he has a report.
Yeah, no, not much this last month on power system report. We haven't really seen any outages other than a couple cats we got on a transformer one day. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet. Crews are currently getting out and starting our tree trimming for this year. And we're just working on some system capacity issues, reconductoring down in the lakeshore area. Then we're all in the system study, so just keep kind of plugging away at them for the rest of the budget year.
So, Brooke, I was just thinking, would you maybe report on how your staff is doing, how our linemen are doing with the COVID virus outbreak, how you're dealing with the linemen, not, you know, all the social distancing and et cetera, et cetera. Would you mind giving just a little bit of a report on that?
Yep. So as for the COVID issues, through the month of part of April, or most of April, a little bit of March, we just kind of split our crews' starting times and lunch times so everybody wasn't together. Big concern was if everybody gets sick, who's going to fix the power outages? So we did what we could. Luckily, nobody has got this COVID or any family members that we're aware of so far with any of the employees. As of May, we've just went back to our regular scheduled hours, just trying to keep our social distancing. But other than that, we're pretty much back to normal. So, about it.
All right, Brooke. Does anyone have any other questions for Brooke? Has he's been dealing with so many things? Dan, are you still on the phone? appreciate the fact that Dan was able to join us on this this meeting, and I know that he has stayed in contact with the staff here at the office. Welcome, Dan. I should have recognized you earlier, but do you have any... on with SESD and your involvement? I know that you're still in the midst of all of the headache associated with the cancer treatment that you're receiving, but I'd like to at least extend the opportunity for you to say something.
Yeah, a couple of things. I do I meet with Mark and Brooke quite often, weekly, and I've been coming down into the office because I've got that private room and that door, so Mark and I can sit in there and meet in there and talk about a few things, which has really been good. Mark and I are working on the budget, and Brooke and I are working on some projects that are going on in the district. The other thing that I'd like to say is I'd like to be involved with this discussion with the Elkridge impact fees. I think that's going to be a good discussion. I think we can come up with a good resolution for our city and our people that run common projects like out in Spring Lake and places like that. So with that said, I'm glad I'm with you here today. I'm a little bit partly cloudy today, so it's a little bit off day for me today. But for the most part, I've been having some pretty good days. But today's a little bit off for me. So anyway, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Dan. Our prayers and thoughts always go out to you, and we always hope for the best and wish you well.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that too, Rick.
All right, so that concludes our agenda. The last item on the agenda is an opportunity to have a closed session. I personally don't have any items to bring to a closed session, but would ask if anyone of our board would like to have a closed session for any reason. Okay, hearing none, I'm assuming then that we will not have a closed session. Is there anything else that any board member would like to say or express?
I'd just like to say it's good to hear Dan's voice. I think you're going well. I hope continue the very best. The place is in good hands, and I know that he appreciates that too, so we sure do.
Thank you, Brent.
I'd like to add to that too. Dan, it's great to hear you. It's great to hear you. And then I'd also just like to say that I'm really sad that Paul's not here to move adjournment. Huh. And we'll miss him for that. But I'm willing to do it, so I will be adjourned.
Thank you, Wendy.
I'll second Wendy's motion.
Thank you, Nelson. So motion has been made to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
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 Meeting adjourned. And thank you for joining with us today. I think we had a good meeting, and appreciate all of you, and look forward to having any conversations with any of you that you feel like you'd like to have. So. Have a great day, have a great week, have a great month, and we'll see you at least next month. Thank you.
See ya.
Meeting's adjourned.
There were three people I filled in to the very end. I didn't even see them there in the waiting room.
Who's that?
There were three people there, Brian Stevenson, Salem, and I don't know who the other person was.
Well, I saw Brian Stevenson had joined on.